Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good evening, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Thank you for tuning in to Radio Free Redoubt, the Sunday night podcast. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show, and hopefully you guys had a blessed weekend. And we've got fires burning all over the place in the West, and it's not just in the United States. Looking at the news, Lebanon, Turkey, several countries around the world, not to mention the United States, and it's pretty wild. It's pretty wild out there. So we're just living in really wild times. Anyway, I hope you guys, like I said, have had a blessed and a safe week. And we've got a few things we're going to cover here. Of course, the news and commentary here just momentarily, and then I want to talk about the Linux operating systems, as we want to try to wean ourselves off of these massive spyware platforms, especially Microsoft. And it's something that I don't want you to be afraid of. I want you to have some tools, I guess, start getting in the water and wading a little bit, and then work our way in there deeper. So I think this might be a good, take a segment from each of these shows and make a series, and then post the series where you can go to specifically just this information, because they are free software programs. There are some that are very secure, add a lot of security. And it's just like the growing trend now to start getting into Linux phones or other type of secure smartphones that gets you off of all that Google analytical spyware stuff that's crawling all over your information and everything that you do, and reporting it, continuously adding it to ever-growing databases. So we want to deny the adversary as much information as possible, as they are mapping that human terrain and building predictability models and connecting all kinds of dots, which, yes, I know, they've already done a lot of that on a lot of citizens, on most citizens around the world. But as much as we can start pulling ourselves out of that system and extracting ourselves out of that, so they have information on you, why continue to keep their databases updated and adjusting and calibrating and fine-tuning? So anyway, I want to talk a little bit about that. And then we're going to talk about T-Rex, just kind of a primer to get some of you folks out there that maybe you're not a radio operator, but you do understand the need for this, because on one hand, we've got two sides of the same coin in terms of thinking about preparedness and future events as things become more and more unpredictable and unstable. So what we can predict is that things are going to become much more unstable. So on one hand, as long as the internet and this Internet of Things, IoT, Internet of Things, it remains up and running and growing all the time, then we want to learn how to increase security and our own personal safety and as much anonymity and privacy as we can build into our practices while we're using the internet, especially as patriots that, you know, are being labeled as terrorists, extremists, and so on. So we want to start thinking about denying them information. Then the other side of that coin is the coming cyber attacks that appear to be part of this great reset, We're seeing things happen in the, I guess, the Liberty realm that we were astounded to see come up so quickly in this generation in the United States, all across the West, Canada, Australia right now, which I'm going to talk about here in just a minute. Things are accelerating very quickly. So part of this reset is, according to the World Economic Forum, is what they are calling an imminent cyber attack. So that would obviously change everything. And I've been talking about that on the show. So let's get into the news and commentary. Brought to you by Prepping 2.0, the podcast with Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher, both authors of the 299 Days book series and A Great State book series by Shelby. And both of them are talking about these issues today from a preparedness standpoint, and especially beyond the basics, taking your preps to the next level with Prepping 2.0. And so that's the website, prepping2-0.com. All right, so this first story from Breitbart, and this is what I want to talk about here with Australia. I want to preface this. I'm going to mention this tomorrow morning on tomorrow morning's show as well. I received a text that was forwarded to me from an Amron Core operator who is involved in several chat groups involving just current events. One of these was a young lady in Australia posting on a, I think it's Telegram, I'm pretty sure it was a Telegram chat group, saying, please, please, please pray for us in Australia. They are using the military up against us. It's martial law. They are fining people, arresting people for being outside of their homes. They're using helicopters to patrol. They're going door to door to make sure that people are home, and fining, arresting people that are not. And all this happened so quickly. Just, I mean, in a 72-hour period, they just went from Australia being just as ridiculous as the rest of the world in the response to this COVID scam-demic to going full 1984. So, you know, she's asking for the world to become aware of this, to put pressure internationally on the Australian government on behalf of the citizens there, so that we can plea for the government to release, to give them relief, to stop oppressing them, to stop overreaching. But guess what? This is happening around the world. Nobody's coming to your rescue. And by the way, 20 years ago, I remember when the Australians willfully disarmed themselves and turned in all their firearms. Because, well, we have police, we have military, the citizens don't need to be armed. Now they're begging for help from their own oppressive government. So take a lesson. Anyway, Breitbart. Police had helicopter orders people off beaches, hovers over backyards, enforcing Australian lockdowns. This is not just Breitbart. This was also on the Gateway Pundit. This is on several articles, original articles, not just, you know, continuously repeating or reposting the same article. So each of these outlets with their own sources are reporting what's happening in Australia. Footage of police helicopters flying over beaches and parks in Australia to enforce draconian coronavirus lockdown measures is circulating on social media, stating, you know, this is a police helicopter. Will everyone congregating on Gordon's Bay move on? And they're telling them, we will identify you. We will issue you a fine. This is by the order of the health. You know, this, you're in breach of this public health order. What a perfect tool they found, isn't it? This is a public health order. Do not break rules. You will be found and fines issued. And people are saying, this is not the Australia that I emigrated to. This is not the Australia that I know. Well, listen, folks, this is not the world that we know. So here's the thing. I said this last year. I saw this coming. I was calling out COVID vaccinations before there were COVID vaccinations. I'm predicting where this is headed. They found their perfect magic little button. It's an emergency. I think the tyrants were surprised at how effective it was and how compliant people were, how much power the government could collect to itself temporarily, which wouldn't be, that this would only get worse. So this is not a temporary trend. This is not going away. If the Lord tarries and doesn't return, all of this will go in the history books, and future generations will look back and say, wow, we'll never let that happen again, just like the Holocaust. So, at some point this will be over, but temporary could be an entire generation or more from where we're at. This is not going away. Matter of fact, it's getting worse. So, once again, don't put your faith in any one person. I loved President Trump. I think he's great. He's a president in exile. He was a patriot, is a patriot. And I would love to see nothing more than these elections overturned and him put in there. I don't think that this world system would ever allow it. I think they would punch nukes before they would let that, the biggest threat to them, take office again. So, but even saying that, we cannot place our hope in any one man. Even if he would have won the election, we've got to stay and keep our eyes on Christ, the Lord. That's our only true hope. So, and the good thing is, as ugly as all of this is, we do have a hope. Isn't that great? I mean, without Christ, can you imagine what hope? You wouldn't have hope. This is going to get worse, and it's going to continue to get worse, and then there's no hope, right? So, with Christ, we do have hope, and that's the exciting part about this. And he's not going to slumber forever. He's on the move, so this is pretty cool. But let's move on to the next one from Todd Starnes. Apparently, the National Institute of Health supports grocery stores requiring customers to provide proof of vaccinations. I mean, right out of his own mouth, he was interviewed, this Dr. Francis Collins, on CNN, State of the Union. When he was interviewed, he said, as a public health person who wants to see this pandemic end, yes, I think anything we can do to encourage reluctant folks to get vaccinated because they'll want to be part of these public events, that's a good thing. Okay, first of all, these people are liars. They do not want this pandemic to end. They just want to bring things to the next stage. So he says he's delighted to see employers like Disney and Walmart coming out and asking their staff to be vaccinated. He's glad to see the president said all federal employees. And with 40,000 people in the NIH, he says, 40,000 people need to get vaccinated, or if they're not going to, get regular testing, which is inconvenient. See, they want to inconvenience you if you won't go for the clot shot. So, and here's the whole transcript here. And, you know, this is right after last week, de Blasio saying it's time to force citizens to get the vaccine. He says the voluntary isn't working. Now colleges are reportedly, according to Todd Starnes, running stories saying that now colleges are starting to deny religious exemptions for the vaccine. And I like what he writes. We're about to discover what it's like to live in a nation where you could be banned from shopping at a grocery store or getting gasoline at a service station because you haven't been vaccinated, which it's not even a vaccine. It doesn't meet the definition of a vaccine. It's a strong-arm tactic one would expect in some sort of authoritarian regime run by state police. Hello? That's exactly what we have. That's why the Patriots on January 6th got it. They understood what we were up against. They got it. They just weren't prepared to follow through with stopping the coup. They weren't organized. They had no idea what to do once they made it through the gates. Now, from the Ice Age farmer, we've been saying this, food shortages, put it on your radar. Continue to stock up. This one here, Ice Age Farmer, he reported last year when Germany stopped harvesting pork, which is Germany's like the center of, you know, sausage production, Italy, Germany. But now it's back again. But this time it's because of the swine fever, the African swine fever. Remember, it destroyed 70% of China's pork. It's confirmed now to be in the Americas, but the USDA assures all of us that all is well due to new biosecurity measures. Wink, wink. Okay, great. We can trust the U.S. government, right? Everything. Don't worry. Just go back to sleep. Failures to contain ASF, that's the African swine flu, in China, Germany, and elsewhere suggest otherwise. Could this lead to the shutdowns of the number one pork exporter in the world and do unimaginable damage to farmers in the USA? Is traditional farming and ranching really too dirty and dangerous to continue? Yes, that's what they've been saying. It's unsustainable. This is the United Nations, Bill Gates, the World Economic Forum, all these groups say that meat production and consumption is unsustainable. It's on the list. It's in Lady Liberty's book, Sustainable, The Perils of Sustainable Development. It's the whole list taken from source documents from the UN. It's their list. It's not conspiracy theorists coming up with what they think they might try to ban in the future. This is the UN saying this is what we must do in the future. And here's a list of unsustainable activities, practices, goods, and services. And meat consumption was right up there toward the top of the list. While we've got Bill Gates, Mr. Depopulationist, buying up tens of thousands of acres of prime grazing land in Washington State and who knows where else, who has been pushing for the human population to start transitioning over to synthetic meat. And now we have this. You think it's just a coincidence? Oh, this is great. I love seeing this. After cursing Israel, the stocks for Ben and Jerry's parent company plummets. And this is from the, I think the Israeli Times or the Israeli, what was the name of it? I got to pull it back up again. But anyway, it reminds me of, and they put, I'm so glad to see them put the scripture in here from Genesis 12:3. I will curse those who curse you. I will bless those who bless you. So these guys want to punish Israel for their occupation of, you know, Gaza and Palestinian areas, which is actually Israelis, because God gave it to them. Matter of fact, the Israelis do not even occupy anywhere near what God gave them. It's the boundaries are outlined in the Bible. This is yours forever until I return. Okay, so when the Jews broke their mournful fast of Tisha B'Av on Monday, Ben and Jerry's ice cream company responded by aligning with the haters of Zion by boycotting the biblical heartland. Just 4 days later, Ben and Jerry's parent company, Unilever, which is based out of the UK, I believe, dropped 6%, losing $9 billion in market value. That's crazy. Seemingly bringing about biblical cause and effect brought on by cursing Israel. Switching gears here, little local, Redoubt News. They're doing a great job covering this witch hunt going on with Representative Priscilla Giddings, A-10 pilot, state representative, one of the handful of super patriots in Idaho, and the rhinos are going after her. This ethics committee circus that's starting tomorrow morning, Monday morning. But if you go to Redoubt News, you can follow it, get all the backstory, including the live streaming through, I think, Idaho Public Television. They're streaming this ethics committee hearing, and all the information is over there. So check out Redoubt News, and they're doing a good job. Also on the Redoubt Report, which is the aggregate news report site, which is where I've gotten a lot of my news lately, and especially some of the ones that I just mentioned tonight. Okay, let's go quickly before the break to Rhino Hunters of the Inland Northwest, the rhinopack.org. Idaho senators go rhino, Republican in name only. I'm talking about the two congressional senators, federal senators. And these guys, they're sellouts. They've got to be replaced. The Patriots better stand up. If you're going to call Idaho Patriot Territory, it should be reflected in the representatives that we're sending to Washington, D.C. or Boise. But sadly, that's not the case. Idaho's two conservative Republican, not senators, James Risch and Mike Crapo, joined with the other rhinos in the Senate and voted to invoke cloture on Biden's so-called infrastructure bill. Without cloture, it takes 60 votes in the Senate to pass legislation, ensuring that it has broad support. With cloture, it means it shifts it so it only takes a simple majority to pass. These guys, Crapo and Risch, Idaho senators, have been sometimes both of them, oftentimes one of them, Crapo, voting on these Biden coup communist appointees, which are all Marxists, voting to approve the appointment of these different positions. They should be standing against every action that this regime takes. Everything they try to appoint, everything they try to pass, everything they try to get done, they should be standing up for America and stop the advancement of communism and the placement of Marxists and communists in all these positions within our government. This is the enemy within. So, because the Democrats don't have 60 votes by themselves. They need some of the rhinos to come over across the aisle and vote on this $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. $1.2 trillion. Wrap your mind around that. And it's going to be a Belt and Road initiative. The Chinese are going to be tied to this like they are all around the world, including Australia. So, well, I mean, set yourself up for judgment. Let's just go down that road. All right, we'll be right back with segment two right after this. Don't go away.
In a world where not all podcasts are equal.
Hello, Christian patriots. This is Lady Liberty from The Morning Commute announcing the release of my new book titled 444 that is a solid plan for what we as Christian patriots can do to correct this terrible course that America is on right now. 444 gives us a biblical, peaceful, and constitutional method that does not require a central figure like a sitting president in order to be successful. This action is something that needs to be done in every community around the nation and is straightforward and simple to follow. Christians in America need a plan, and this is it. You can get your copy today by going to RadioFreeReadout.com and clicking on the link to 444 on the right side of the page. Thanks, everyone, and God bless.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back to segment two of Radio Free Redoubt. This is episode 21-23. It's August already. Can you believe it? My goodness. All right. Now, we've got a training exercise coming up here. T-Rex 2021. I'm going to talk about that here in just a moment. Kind of get you guys prepped for it. You can do it yourself just by going to Amron.com and see the T-Rex guiding document for that exercise that's over there. But there is a message from the partisans at Radio Free Redoubt. This is a message that has been relayed to me, and I am relaying this on. And this is to the mechanics at the Walnut Shop. The mechanics at the Walnut Shop. 5-5-6-6-1-9-4-8-9-9-9-5-0-3-6-5. And that message is only for the mechanics at the Walnut Shop. If you did not get that, you can get it from the podcast and rewind it and get those numbers. If you are not one of the mechanics at the Walnut Shop, disregard. This message is not for you. Okay, so let's talk about T-Rex 2021 and a little bit of a primer there to get you guys ready for it. So you can start by just going to Amron.com if you want and follow along over there. First of all, what is T-Rex 2021? T-Rex is the Teotihuacan Readiness Exercise. Teotihuacan is the end of the world as we know it. In other words, preparedness for a catastrophic major grid down event that changes, permanently alters the world as you knew it to be. Things change catastrophically. It takes could take weeks, months, or even years to fully recover from a Teotihuacan event. That would be an invasion by a foreign military, a EMP attack that takes down your grid. Or in this case, this scenario-based exercise this year is going to be based on a cyber attack. Because of all of the information, our own government has been, they're very concerned about it. They have been placing a lot more emphasis on security, cybersecurity and anticipation and training exercises surrounding the scenario of a cyber attack that could take down our telecommunications, our navigation, our satellites, the commercial power grid, our supply chain, fuel production. So the government and the private sector, the effects of that. So that exercise is going to go from Friday, August 6th through Sunday. So noon Pacific Friday through noon Pacific Sunday. So really, it's just a 48-hour exercise, but the grid simulated electrical, telecommunications, your power, all of that simulated. And the people that are participating are shutting off their power, they're cutting the internet, and we are using unconventional communications, mostly amateur radio, to be able to pass reports. So essentially, in this case, unlike an earthquake or some other event that you can't foresee, this one we get to see throughout this week, the buildup to it, the rumblings of it, as we see cyber attacks begin to happen, a kind of a cascading effect. And then on Thursday, and you'll be able to go to Amron.com to see little news reports coming out that will show this being led up to. So based on the advice of the World Economic Forum, they compare this cyber attack to COVID-19 and the lessons learned from COVID-19 being applied to a cyber pandemic. One of the things that they recommend is being proactive by quarantining everything that's connected to the internet. So they'll be reaching out to all of your world servers, computer-based servers, and anything related to the internet or access to internet, and shutting those down and cutting those off to ostensibly to protect the internet and the rest of the world, the unaffected parts of the world, from being infected by this worm, by this the release of this cyber attack malicious software. So in the process, they cut everything off from the internet, explaining that it's only going to be temporary, that they need to quarantine all of these devices from the internet so they can identify the infected sources, machines and servers and so on, go through those, kill the virus, quarantine the basically anything that's capable of connecting to the internet by offering a vaccine, a digital cyber vaccine, to ensure that as the rest of the world begins to slowly come up online, of course, it'll be government first, with the help of Microsoft and others. So we all supposedly get to come back online, there will be a vaccine of sorts. Your machine, it will only be authorized types of machines. That's what I see after an event. So this exercise is dealing with the first, say, 48 hours. So what we are communicating is traffic essentially reporting what's happening on the ground. So here we are, all of a sudden, you're in the dark. You have no idea if this is regional, if it's national, if it's global, who all is affected. So the first thing will be soliciting situation or stat reports, status reports, where those with the capabilities will be encouraged to report into their to the net control operator on the radio and report what the situation is on the ground where they are at their home. Is your power out? Is your phone out? Do you have cell phone service? Do you have internet? And then what we do is we gather all that using the radios to consolidate all that information. That gets compiled into a like a comprehensive report so that we can put that back out so that everyone can see, you know, what's the size and scope and the effects of this event. And there will be other issues. You know, there could be potentially other catastrophic events that happen as a result of that. So, you know, chemical plants, you know, overheating at industrial sites, even the social element with looting and rioting and panic. So what we'll do is we'll be pre-staging traffic with what are called initiating stations, who've already been volunteered and identified as volunteers, who will be issued a piece of traffic that they will inject into the scenario. It's controlled messaging. And so we can control the flow of this as things kind of, you know, continue to crescendo, if you will. And I try to keep it on a realistic timeline. But this is going to be much more lower key than our previous annual exercises, not as complex and not as many moving parts as we've had in the past. Last year was the first year we did not do a T-Rex exercise. So if you have a shortwave radio, you want to be able to tune in and try to listen, you have time. People have done this every year. They bought themselves a shortwave radio that has single sideband capability, so it can go upper sideband, lower sideband, an audio patch cable, and the free downloadable software for your laptop. Once it's downloaded, you don't have to have access to the internet. You can use this offline or on your tablet. And so you can receive this digital traffic, text, and reports that come over the airwaves. And people have had no previous communications experience. They're not hams. You don't have to be licensed to receive ham radio communications. Only if you're transmitting do you have to be licensed. So every year we got folks in the last week or 2 weeks quickly learn how to set this up, download the free software, and they're up and running. So by the time the exercise begins, they're receiving, they're seeing AMRON radio traffic, and they're receiving reports and intelligence and news and updates, even with no prior communications experience. So I can attest to their testimonies that you can do it if you want to stay informed if we find ourselves in a grid-down emergency situation. If you want to learn more, and I encourage you to, go to AMRON.com, read up on the T-Rex guiding document. I think it's the most recent posting, at least as of tonight. And to learn about digital modes and how you can receive those very easily and fairly affordably, go to AMRON.com and type in digital in the upper right-hand corner in the search box. There's several articles that will walk you through step-by-step getting the software downloaded, getting it set up, learning how to use it, including practice audio files that are there that you can use. And then one of the main programs that we use is called FLDIGI. It's FLDIGI. That stands for Fast Light Digital. That's what the developers named the software, and it's called FLDIGI. You can type that word, FLDIGI, in that search box, and there are a few additional postings on AMRON.com that specifically deal with the FLDIGI suite of software. Free to download, simple to use, takes very little practice to get that up and running so you can start receiving communications. Then if you get the bug and you want to get your ham license and later on start learning how to talk to other operators as well as receive, then you can do that too. So this would be your first step on that journey. So anyway, there's a brief primer on T-Rex 2021. I invite you to follow us along with at Amron.com for updates and all of the information leading up to that exercise. Okay, let's go ahead and take a break and come back with segment three. I'm going to talk briefly about some of what we were talking about last week, Linux and Tails operating systems and Tor, the Onion router. Ah, it just makes your head spin. I've never heard of all this stuff. That's all right. Just be patient, bear with me, and listen along. And you know what? If you got to back up or re-listen to this until you get it and take some notes, that's fine too. I'll try not to go too fast, and you'll understand. I think you'll learn. This isn't as scary as you might think. All right, stay right there. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. Hi everyone, this is John Jacob Schmidt here to tell you about the 299 Days book series by lawyer and author Glenn Tate. Follow him through his real life story of transitioning from middle-aged, unprepared suburbanite to full-blown prepper, tactical team member, and provider and protector of his family. Then let Glenn take you on a wild ride through the collapse, community building, resistance against a corrupt system, and the rebirth of a new one. Go to 299days.com to learn more.
Abe Lincoln here. In 1773, patriots broke the chains of British tyranny by throwing tea into Boston Harbor. On that day, Americans began drinking coffee. We celebrate that event daily here at Minutemen Coffee. All men are created equal. Coffee is not. Minutemen Coffee is roasted to perfection in small batches. Old, smooth, and never bitter. Shipped to you fresh daily. Whole bean, ground, or our patented pods. www.minutemencoffee.com.
All right, welcome back to segment three of Radio Free Redoubt. Segment three brought to you by Strategic Landscape Design, designs to help keep you safe and to help you thrive on your property, getting the most out of it for food production, alternative power, off-grid power needs, water procurement, water rights procurement, and defensibility. Very important, professional, experienced private consulting for your place or to help you decide which place if you're kind of weighing the difference between two different possibilities. Okay, so in this last one, we talked about the last segment kind of leading up T-Rex with a T-Rex 2021. That TOTWAKI is a acronym that was the first time I remember seeing it, I think, was when I was reading James Rawls' books, Patriots, a novel of the coming collapse. And they use the term, what's oftentimes you'll see, SHTF, you know, stuff hits the fan. It's not the end of the world, just the end of the world as we knew it. It's just things are different. They're always going to be different from here on out, or at least for a long, long time. Something catastrophic has happened, and we call that TOTWAKI. So we call this TOTWAKI Readiness Exercise, or T-Rex 2021. So that, in particular, discussed in that segment, we were talking about, you know, what if the grid goes down? Well, what if it doesn't go down? Or until it does go down, we want to try to be as safe as we can on why we are using the internet. And this comes on the heels of more and more information increasingly showing that our information is being compiled. We're being spied upon, not just our own government, but Google is one of the worst. Microsoft is worse, is just as bad. These are now massive spyware programs that are building databases on all of us, our personal information, who we communicate with, even what we communicate. when you agree to those terms of service, when you sign up for Gmail, you agree that the content, that they have access to the content of your emails. So as patriots move forward and we're increasingly being relabeled as extremists and terrorists, that opens up all kinds of possibilities for things that could be twisted and distorted and used to incriminate you. Your own words, even if they're taken out of context, it could be enough just to show that that you're opposed to vaccines. I mean, you know, because, well, you could be harming people by talking like that. Need to take you out of circulation because, well, it's caustic what you're saying to people about these vaccines. So anyway, it's just one example. But last week, I talked briefly about two things, Tor, which is the onion router, T-O-R, and Tails, which is the amnesic incognito live system. I've talked to some of you, and actually at the Red Pill Festival, some of you said, hey, I went and I downloaded that. I started using that Tor web browser, and thank you for that. And it's, you know, it's free. You can download it. Although you can download it onto what? Your Windows operating system, where you've got everything being stored and reported, all of your activities there. So I would use Tor on Windows. It's okay, but I wouldn't consider it secure. I mean, it would, if it's on a Windows machine being used, even though it's sandboxed and stuff's isolated, you know, away from it, there are a lot of things that can and are leaked out of it, especially if you're on those machines. The other thing that I recommended last week was downloading Tails. That is an amnesic. In other words, when you pull it out and you shut it down, it wipes everything. It's operating off of RAM, so there's nothing's being stored there as far as your activity and what you're doing. It's a live system, which means that it is being operated off the thumb drive. The operating system is on that thumb drive, not on the computer itself. You're using the computer because it has power, it has a screen, it has a keyboard. It's interacting with your operating system that's on that thumb drive. But the thumb drive is its own. You can carry it in your pocket. So anyway, those are two things that I directed you to, and we're going to go into depth on those two. But this week, I just want to take a few minutes to talk about the Linux operating systems. And it is another operating system, much like Windows and much like Mac or your i operating systems. All of these are built off of what's called Unix. Unix is, it's the same thing. What they did was they just added their own features and then patented it because it's unique. But underlying, it's Unix, including Linux. So if you use a Linux operating system, it kind of looks like a Mac operating system, at least what the one that I use. And that's what I want to direct you to because it's simple, it's free, it's super easy to download. And once again, you can download this onto a live operating system just to begin experimenting with it. So you're not wrecking anything. You can play around with this and start to become familiar with this. And that's what I want to do is start you on a journey if this is unfamiliar to you. So you go to linuxmint.com. It's that simple, Linux Mint. Now, there's different flavors of Linux. Interesting, they even use Mint. So there's various different types of Linux platforms based on developers. The source code is open source, and there are people that are actually rewarded for looking for and finding security loopholes in this system, unlike Mac or Windows, which are all locked down. They're proprietary. You can't see behind the curtain what's there. The people that have worked for them, they're saying, man, it's not in your best interest, especially Windows. So if you go to linuxmint.com, that's LinuxMint, linuxmint.com, go to their main page, and then at the top there are tabs. Click on download. You click on the download, and you can download this onto a Windows, a Mac, or using a Linux system if you're already using Linux. You can download this. Now, it's not going to install it on your computer. All you're doing is just downloading the image, the ISO image is what it's called. Then you can write that onto a thumb drive, and you have a live operating system, which means it's operating just off of that thumb drive once you get it up and running. So once you go to Linux, the download page, you'll see underneath, you'll see a screenshot of what a Linux Mint workstation looks like, what your main screen looks like. But underneath that, you'll see download links to Cinnamon, Mate, and XFSC. So those are different, different programs within Linux Mint that you can install. What that is your desktop. That's the workstation environment that you're looking at. That's what your screen looks like. I use Cinnamon, and it's probably one of the most popular ones out there, the Linux Mint Cinnamon version. So if you click on Cinnamon, then that'll open up another page that will allow you to choose a download mirror. And what that means is these Linux ISO, this image of this Linux operating system, is sitting there parked on all of these different servers around the world. This is for redundancy. So if one crashes or one gets corrupted, you can still get Linux Mint, the ISO image of this, the operating system, from any number of different, this is redundant. So backup to backup to a backup to a backup access to these. And they all keep them updated, and then they spread them out through all these servers. A lot of them are at universities. Okay, so you can just click on, you know, any one of those, the top one or the top one that's listed in the United States. So it's probably going to download faster for you. Once you choose one of those mirrors, it doesn't matter. You can choose the one at the top. That will begin downloading that Linux Mint ISO or that operating system image, automatically start downloading it to your computer. Once it's there, then you open that up and you run it and follow the prompts, and you have some fresh 32 gigabyte or more thumb drives, just one to start off with. Then what you will do is you'll burn this image onto that disk, and then that Linux Mint operating system will be on that thumb drive. So that's your assignment for this week. For those of you that are courageous and you want to begin your journey of starting to operate a Linux operating system, so you'll be free of Microsoft, you'll be free of Mac, you'll have control over your own security settings, and you don't have all this bloated spyware garbage all through your computer. You have much more control over it, and this is the direction that we need to start going. So long as we have the internet and we don't have a cyber pandemic killing the internet and all of our operating systems and servers, then we need to be thinking security. And this is your first journey toward being more secure for day-to-day operations. This doesn't make you secure just because you have Linux Mint, but it gives you the freedom to be able to start having more control over what's leaked out, what type of operating systems and programs are operating on there. So continue with your Windows and your Mac and all that stuff for right now. Just run this as a parallel system to that and slowly take, like I said, that first step on the journey to start being independent, and we'll learn as we go. But that's your first step. Go to linuxmint.com, download Linux Mint Cinnamon from one of those download mirrors, any one of those, and then get that, then follow the prompts after it downloads, and it'll take a long time to download. And once it does, then you're going to double-click on that, follow the prompts. It'll walk you through the system of burning that image and onto the thumb drive, creating a completely new and different operating system on that thumb drive. It will not overwrite on your computer. You're not going to break anything. You're not going to lose Windows, none of that. It just creates another separate operating system on the thumb drive itself. Then you can put that thumb drive into any laptop and power it back on and just run that Linux operating system, and the other system just kind of sits back asleep, and just Windows won't run while you're running that. And then you can shut that down, pull the thumb drive out, fire your computer back up, and voila, there's your Windows operating system again. So they're isolated from one another. So you won't damage anything. You're not going to wreck anything. It's nothing to be afraid of. But you can start beginning to experiment with the Linux Mint Cinnamon work environment and that operating system. There you go. All right, we'll come back right after this with Lady Liberty and hopefully get you guys off to a good start. And we'll be back right after this. Stay right there.
Greetings, Patriots. This is Chris Walsh, broker at Revolutionary Realty, located in the heart of America's Great Redoubt, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I sell land and backwoods cabins to America's Patriots every day. Creeks, springs, timber, and game, good survivable property without natural disasters. The state of Idaho has a balanced budget, and our people believe deeply in the Second Amendment. Call me today at 208-667-1776 or visit me online at www.revrealty.us. I'll be glad to serve you, and God bless America.
Our fourth obligation is to understand propaganda techniques as used by both the communist and the socialist.
It's estimated that 200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk.
Propaganda techniques as used by both the communist and the socialist.
One in 1,000 African Americans has been killed because of the coronavirus. And if he doesn't do something quickly, by the end of the year, one in 500 will have been killed. One in 500 African Americans.
Thousands of good, loyal Americans have been duped into actually aiding the communists simply because they did not look carefully before they joined some high-sounding venture or before they more or less blindly advocated some course of action.
All right, welcome back to the fourth and final segment. I've got Codename Segment 4 here with me. In the seat across from me in the studio, Lady Liberty, how are you doing this evening?
Awesome. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. A little frazzled and trying to, you know, it's always buttons and sound and audio and switches and
technical horrifying things.
I feel worn out at the end of every show.
I know, exactly. Man.
But otherwise, blessed, considerably cooler and liking it.
I know, exactly.
You
know,
not as much rain as we were hoping for, but...
Well, still, it's nothing to complain about. Any day when the temperature gets beneath 100 is something to be happy about. So.
Well, we do have some Ameron core operators kind of keeping us updated on some wildfires that are taking place north of here in Idaho. And the crew's working on them and everything, but they're posting pictures, so it was kind of cool getting updates. But,
yep.
Yeah, it's like I was really surprised to see Lebanon and Turkey and Greece.
Oh, yeah.
Italy, several places where there's major raging forest fires that looks just like what we're seeing right up the road here. You know,
that's
not right up the road.
Yeah.
You know, probably half an hour, 40 minutes from here.
Yeah, this is almost like an end times common thing to be saying anymore is smoky summers. You know, this is a totally new thing as... you know, before 2015, it was never fire season. It was always just summer.
Right.
You know,
with an occasional forest fire.
Right, exactly. And so now the fact that, you know, and a lot of these fires are arson. I mean, this is the communists had warned, especially the cattlemen, that they would burn them out. And,
yeah.
And that was actually an account given to a Washington state rep. They actually told the rep that. They said, well, you know, they are starting to shoot people's cattle because, you know, all the globalists and their unsustainable livestock raising,
right.
You know, is how they viewed the cattlemen. And so they started having their cattle being shot, you know, in these remote locations.
I remember that. Well, and over the wolf issue, get these environmental wackos going out there and shooting cattle because they're encroaching in wolf territory, which the wolves were introduced by.
Yeah, that's how all of that got started. And then plus the fact that they're grazing different national forest areas that all of the eco freaks are so upset about. And so, you know, they said, well, you know, they did. They started shooting those cows and they could never catch these people.
Right.
And then they said, well, you can either do that or we'll just burn you out. And so, I mean, that's pretty brazen to say that to a state rep.
It'd be a great time to have a pocket recorder going.
Yep. Oh, he I don't know that he had that, but I mean, he reported it to the newspaper.
Right.
So,
good.
But it's interesting.
Yeah. So on these fires, I guess they did catch some people. I don't know if they did it on purpose, but it was fireworks. They were setting off fireworks, which how could you say, I didn't know.
Right. Well, and they have caught people. I mean, it wasn't last year. It was the year before. They caught a man that was northwest of Spokane just driving down a country road, and he had started, a cop watched him.
Right.
And he had started three of them next to the road where he just, I'm not sure about all the details, whether he got out and actually started it or if he purposely, you know, lit something and dropped it in the dry grass on the side of the road. But he watched him do three of them. And so that he could have enough evidence, I guess. And
right.
And he went and arrested him. And, I mean, red-handed.
Yeah. And so. Also, I'll be watching for road flares. They're using road flares.
Yep.
Somebody was driving along. They picked up a road flare. It was going.
Wow.
And it was off the side of the road, right on the edge of the grass, like into the grass. And
oh,
the guy stomped
gosh.
It out. It must have just happened. He came around the corner. It was one of these social media. And the guy posted a picture of it and said, hey, I just put this out.
Wow.
And everybody's telling him, you need to
good
tell
job.
The sheriff.
Yep.
You know, and he poured a bottled water or something on it to put the flare out. And then he stamped out the fire that was already starting to spread in the grass.
Right.
And
yeah,
of course, there's right up the hillside and there's trees. That's arson.
Yes, it is.
So anyway, yeah, interesting times. But back to the meat. I don't know if you heard, I was covering that in segment one. Yeah.
Yep.
Because, well, you reminded me of that. You used the word unsustainable, you know, meat. And
right.
Here we are again. Now we've got this African swine flu virus, whatever it is, spreading through the pigs, pork.
Yes. Right. And see, that's, there's so much that I have in that whole area of research that, I mean, we could talk for an hour just on that alone. And so
we should sometime.
We really should, because here it's come back again. You know, we thought that we got rid of it and now here it is back again.
Just like you said, you wrote that in 2012 saying this is what they're trying to do. Now we're looking at the repercussions of not doing something about it. It has matured.
Right.
And now we're actually seeing the plan being implemented, not just a plan. It wasn't just for a meeting. Now they're carrying out what they agreed to in the meetings.
Right. And the reality of what was coming is what we're seeing right now. And the reality is scary and shocking.
Mm-hmm.
As everybody knows, I mean, every single day, everybody has a big question mark, like, what today, you know?
What's gonna happen today?
Right. And so, maybe my segment four nickname should be segment 444.
Yeah.
Four is everywhere associated with me. I don't get it.
I know.
So, but I do have a couple things to talk about. I mean, we should get to that at some point. Maybe we could next week or something, because
that
would
be to revisit that.
Yeah, because
go down that list of things that they call unsustainable.
Right, and unpack their threats, because the threats of having an endangered food supply, that's a lie, and then it's wrapped up in another lie because it's from China and attacking pigs and pork that they have supposedly had a problem with in their own country. So it's like trying to unpack which lie they're telling. You know, it's almost like both of them are lies, but which one?
Or where are they on their timeline?
Where are they on their timeline? Right. Which one is more important to them? So we should get into that at some point. But, I really wanted to point out that there's a couple things going on that, I mean, it's very disturbing to everybody to see all this lawlessness, right? And these raging riots going on where businesses are just being looted and nobody is doing anything about it.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's just, it doesn't help the situation that nobody's doing anything about it. And they just keep reporting on the fact that, oh, it's a free for all, you know, I mean, so what's to stop everybody from just going out and doing this? Well, so there's some good things in the news, like different people are being prosecuted for breaking laws. And so I'm so glad to see that somebody still has some kind of semblance of justice.
Which ones are they choosing to enforce today?
Well, I know exactly. That's the opposite of a law is something that you can choose between one day and change the next. Right. And so, well, for instance, we have the New Mexico House Democrat resigns amid criminal probe into racketeering and money laundering. Wow. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Well, and so it says here, New Mexico House Majority Leader Cheryl Williams Stapleton, a Democrat, resigned Friday amid a criminal probe involving allegations that include money laundering and racketeering, according to reports. And so, and thank goodness, she resigned. So we've got one of the criminal commies that has been charged with breaking the law, thank goodness, and the fact that she's a representative.
If she were in Illinois, she wouldn't resign.
Right. Oh, yeah. They would help her.
Right. She'd act like a victim. And
right. Yeah. And so I'm just really, really glad to see that. I mean, especially in a Democrat-run state, like state majority, like New Mexico,
land of enchantment.
yeah, that's what their license plates say. So that's
what you.
Funny.
Yeah, it's just like an armpit. You just relabel. Just put lipstick on that pig and call it. It's now enchanted.
It's not all sagebrush. It's enchanted.
Right.
Just trust me.
Yes.
How come those places aren't on fire? I mean, stuff that's like sagebrush. I mean, I'm sure there's people that like that, but, you know, there's all our beautiful areas on fire. I would much rather see sagebrush burned, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
So there's also, there's another article that is titled, Number of Chicago Juveniles Arrested for Carjackings Nearly Doubles in 2021.
Does that mean they're enforcing the law, or does that mean the crimes are up?
I know, exactly. Which is it? I know I had the same question myself, like,
Right.
Well, and maybe it's a little of both, you know. But just the fact that they're actually deciding to arrest these people for a change, I mean, wow. That's the only deterrent to this stuff, is to actually enforce the law. There has to be some sort of repercussion for breaking the law.
Well, they're probably charging them for firearms violations, not for carjacking.
Yeah,
they'll be out, you know, they'll be on parole and back out on the street.
Yeah, they'll slap the back of their hand. Well, hopefully not. That's what, that I'm optimistic in seeing that somebody's being charged with criminal behavior, for crying out loud.
Right.
And so then we've got another one, and I think this one is particularly cool because we have an article titled, Pennsylvania Lawmaker Intends to Issue Subpoenas After Three Counties Reject Audit Requests. So can I just say, woohoo, that's about time. And so somebody that is running into opposition isn't stopping.
Right.
They don't go, oh, darn. Well, okay, I kind of tried maybe a little bit. And
they said no.
And so I went back home, had a sandwich. You know, I mean, that's basically the kind of attitude that we're seeing across the board. So the fact that somebody went, oh, no, you don't.
Yep.
Oh, no. If you're going to do that, I'm really going to dig in and the teeth are going to come out.
Good.
And so good for him. This is Senator Doug Mastriano, a Republican member of the Pennsylvania Senate. And it says here that he intends to ask a panel he chairs for the authority to issue subpoenas to compel counties to cooperate with his efforts to investigate the 2020 election. He says, we're eagerly awaiting my committee coming together when I can get a quorum, get everyone's calendars matched up. It's summertime. As soon as I get quorum, we'll have a meeting. We'll vote on subpoenas and let the fun begin.
Good.
That's a perfect attitude to have. He's going, okay, you've got
We're
going
to have fun tearing these obstructionists down.
That's right.
Yep.
We're looking forward to this fight is kind of the tone that he has here. And so I just wanted to point that out because that's how every single person that is hired, basically, you know, through the so-called election process, they're more or less hired to do this stuff for us. They're hired to represent the law. He's a lawmaker.
That's right. Exactly.
Right? A senator is a lawmaker.
He shouldn't have to be a law enforcer.
Right. Exactly. but who better? Who better
They're
to do
upholding
it?
Upholding it. Yep.
Yep.
We'll see what comes of that. I'm still waiting to see what's going to happen out of Arizona. I know their server got hit or attacked. It went down. They're right. working on the server now where all the audit information is.
Imagine that. No Chinese interference there, is there?
No communist meddling.
Right.
Wow.
Well, and so to switch gears just a little bit, there was another thing that I wanted to comment on. This was an article titled, "Media Bias is Getting Worse," says veteran journalist. And so can I just point something out here? Since nobody is catching on to this, this isn't media bias. This is a communist coup that is debilitating their enemies' communications.
Yeah, it's called propaganda.
Well, it's also the first thing that any invading army does to their army. They wipe out their communications.
Yeah.
It's plain and simple.
Misinformation, disinformation, and we're talking fifth generational warfare now.
Right.
I mean, when you're talking about using millions of bots
right.
to scour the internet on every social media platform with like artificial intelligence or even human operators by the millions, cyber army who are forming and influencing
shaping opinion, social opinion. Yeah.
Right. And so, it, you know, you get these memes like, you know, some attractive girl or something like that going, oh, I don't like this or that. And then other people are swayed by it. They're like, well, I don't like that either.
Right, exactly. Right?
And this is unlike any kind of warfare that we've seen before. This, you know, falls outside of,
right.
you could bring it full circle and find Sun Tzu's principles in that type of warfare.
Right.
But it's not been employed in the way that it is today.
In this venue yet.
Right.
However, they still are. All of these forms that are being attacked are communications. Period. I mean, that is how the world is communicating with one another, well, and especially in America.
Well, World War II. They used to have. I mean, the Germans, the Nazis, were very good at this. They had trained operatives who could speak perfect English without an accent, or with a New York accent, or from Texas, you know, whatever, and get on the radio. You know, yeah, this is Alpha 7 Sierra.
Yes.
Hold off on that artillery strike. You know, we got friendlies in the area.
Right.
You know, whatever, so they can safely get their stuff through. So disinformation, misinformation, deceiving the enemy. It's age old. So now we're just in the cyber world doing this, but only it's you know, public opinion doing this.
Well, and the fact
amazing.
That
economic warfare has been never been anything like it, you know, in history.
Right.
So we're way out there in new territory.
Yeah. Well, especially if you can apply war to everything. Right. And that's exactly what we're seeing. They're inventive.
Right.
They're creative and inventive and saying, oh, how could we get them? Well, going to the bathroom. Right.
Well,
and it's the toilet paper thing.
Right.
I look back at that. They even got everybody while they're going to the bathroom.
Well, but see that the Chinese and this has been kind of out there in front where they perceive everything as a battlefield.
Right.
They believe they're at war against the West, and everything is a battlefield. The college classrooms are a battlefield.
Yep.
Our economics, our shipping, the supply of steel, the flow of coal, the lending of money for infrastructure,
yep.
all of those are battlefields. And the rest of the world isn't looking at those areas like battlefields. They think they're just being competitive
right.
with the Chinese. Or
well, and the interesting part that is absent from their warfare is an actual hand-to-hand combat, right?
Yet.
That's missing so far.
Right.
So far, it's everything else that nobody psychologically even refers to as war.
Except the Chinese.
Except them.
Well,
which gives them the superior
West.
Advantage, because if your enemy doesn't even know they're at war, they're not going to be fighting the correct adversary.
I've often said it's one of the fastest ways to lose a fight is to not realize you're in one.
Exactly. Yep.
Yep. Yep. So, well, we're out of time, but thank you for that. Thank you for those insights. Great conversation. And
as always.
Yeah. News.
With you. Yep.
Information. Yeah. So, all right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. God bless everybody. Thanks for being with us. You have a safe week coming up ahead, and get that comms gear checked out. Those batteries topped off, fuel for generators. It's a great opportunity to go through and check everything and make sure it is ops checked and ready to go for T-Rex 21 this coming weekend. And be checking Amaron.com for updates. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. Good night.